Right, so I'm opening one of my favourite beers here. It's Oakham Citra Session IPA 4.6%. That's not at all bad in today's sort of prohibition beer world. This is the Oakham Brewery, oakhamales.com, and Oakham is the capital of a tiny county, the tiniest county called Rutland, which a surprising number of people haven't even heard of, which does make me ask questions like why. But let me just read you the back here. In 2009, on his annual hop sourcing visit to the USA, any excuse, eh? Oakham's brewing director, John Bryan, that's with a Y, discovered an exceptional new hop variety, Citra. He rushed it to the UK, ensuring that Oakham Ales were the first UK brewery to brew a beer with 100% Citra hops. Now, if you know anything about hops, you know it's the hops that tend to give the more exotic tastes to a beer. The malt provides the background, and the hops provide the sort of element of light, grace, and ease. And maintaining Oakham's reputation for pioneering innovation. Well, I mean, if we're going to maintain anything, I think we did ought to maintain our reputation for pioneering innovation, don't you? Light gold in colour, bursting with citrus, tropical hop flavours, and sensationally refreshing. So, the fact that it's called Citra suggests that it is going to be zesty, hoppy citrus, and it's going to give us, at the very least, an idea of lemon and possibly grapefruit. So let's crack this open, and I'm going to sort of flavour profile it and see if it's, the leading citrus session on the market. Now, so far, I haven't been able to locate Oakham Brewery, but that's partly because I haven't been able to locate Oakham, but I'll get there one of these days. I did touch Rutland last summer. It's in between Leicestershire and Northamptonshire. I'm not terribly far from Cambridgeshire and probably, other shires, Lincolnshire perhaps. Not Sussexshire, of course, because that's in the south. There we go. Lovely, lovely, lovely colours. Let's see if I can take a quick photograph there. I've got this cheeky, chirpy chappy who's made out of hops, and he looks at you as if to say he's terribly, terribly glad that you've chosen to. Looks right. It's got my kettle in the background, but it'll do. Right, so yes, so it's a bit of a character. You get the impression straight away, but just from looking at the bottle, that it's a bit of a character, and it's heavily, I mean the glass is dark brown. The reason for that is that alcoholic drinks are immensely susceptible to light. And the light destroys the character of the beer. So that is why, most beers certainly are in dark brown bottles, and wine would be better in dark brown bottles, even the rosé, or particularly the rosé, which is always in a clear bottle because it looks so pretty. But the fact is that it actually gets destroyed by the amount of light it gets, even picking up artificially in a supermarket, unfortunately. So that's the reason for the dark brown, and then they've sort of gone with black, yellow, and massively kind of herbaceous green or series of greens. And so it is actually one of the most striking bottles in the supermarket, and it's probably going to draw you in, and then you're either going to love it or hate it. It's that type of beer. For me, it's not only lovable, but it's almost the standard by which I judge all other beers, right through to the stouts. I mean, it's the lightest in colour of the beers. And so we could definitely call this a pale ale. It's IPA India Pale Ale. I mean, there's no India about it at all. I don't know why we just don't drop that and call it EPA, English Pale Ale, because it's not going to India, and it probably isn't going to even go with a curry. It's certainly not with me. I'm having sweet and sour chicken with a variety of green, red, and yellow vegetables. So, I'm taking a little bit of time to appreciate this one because I've particularly chosen this as being a massive benchmark British beer. I mean, this is the most modern take we have on thousands of year old brewing industry, and it's sort of all come to this. So let's see what it's all come to, shall we? It's this incredibly light, suggestive of, a golden grapefruit kind of pale, pale wheat colour. Let's just have a look at the back of the bottle. Water, malted barley and wheat, hops, yeast. I don't know whether the wheat is included because we have a barley shortage and the wheat is cheaper, or whether the wheat is included deliberately to try and uplift the taste, but it's becoming more and more popular in British beers, and I don't like to see it because I want a bit of tradition. But again, arguably, if we were going to be really traditional, we'd make most of our beers from oats, as they were in the Middle Ages. Oats. So, Hook Norton do a wonderful one called Oat Sower, I think it is. We're suggesting Oat Sower. Yeah, it's got four. So it's got barley. I think I might be wrong. It's got barley, oats, wheat, and even rye in it. And they do a wonderful one called Red Rye, which is predominantly rye, which makes an incredible, incredible. It's by far the best beer. Fantastic. But the oat sort of gives a velvet, almost milkiness to a beer, which is rather inappropriate for this particular one. And so we're left with barley and wheat, but I suspect it would do just as well without the wheat. But wheat beers, Weissbier is a continental concept, and until fairly recently we didn't do any wheat beers, but now wheat is becoming more and more just a norm in a beer, which I find very odd because a lot of people have wheat intolerance, so I don't really see the point in it. It's probably, I mean, it's a very, very long, thin glass I'm using. I don't really get any nose. With this kind of glass, the nose is, I mean, to my mind, this is a good beer. If you're a lager drinker, try this because it looks a bit lagerish, But it's going to ease you into the world of real ale. The difference between lager and real ale is actually just the yeast. They use two different yeasts. Every single thing that does not use the lager yeast is an ale, which is a beer. They're all the same: ale, beer, porter, stout. We use the names affectionately, but there is actually no ingredients difference, particularly between any of the styles of beer. Beer is your basic English beer, and lager is a continental invention. For me, English beer is just much more rounded, smoother, more velvet. It's less carbonated. It's much more approachable. It's much better with food, Okay, so it depends how used to this style of beer you are. I think this does an incredible job because compared to other IPAs of this sort of style and colour, it's definitely much more citrusy. But it might just be me, or it might be that, from one year to another, the hop is slightly toned down or whatever. But it's coming out as incredibly well balanced, and it's not throwing lemon and grapefruit at me, as some beers still do. It's really found a mellow balance that's suggesting citrus rather than predominating citrus. There's still very, very nice. I mean, you can't specifically taste the wheat or the barley. Just the whole concept of it is working incredibly well. The pale ales are, all beer would be pale ale if it wasn't that the little barley malts, the kernels of the barley, are malted. And the higher malt, just like coffee, the higher roast coffee, the stronger the coffee, the higher or the longer that the malt is roasted for, the darker it becomes until it becomes so black it can make a stout, which is really very, very incredible. But we also have another modern beer. This one's, very, very modern, this style of citrus from this citra hop. But we have something called black IPA. So it looks like a stout, but it's not. It's a pale ale, which has come out black because they've used a high roast malt. And that is one of the best things ever. If you can find one of those, you definitely get one from Hook Norton, but you might have to go to Hook Norton brewery shop and buy them, which I do. It's called Crafty Fox. I hope to get some next month. Right, so this is, I mean, the thing about it is not only it's very distinctive flavour, which has kind of gone beyond beer, because whatever you get, you're not getting predominantly bitter malt taste. Neither are you getting a profusion of hops. You're just getting one hop, actually. So it really centres you. It centres your focus in on this. I think that's tremendous. You couldn't mistake it for any other beer, that's for sure. It's taken beer into new uncharted territory. That's good. It's a beautiful light golden colour. It's just very gently sparkling. And it's just crying out for some nice food. And, I think slightly Asian fusion food is going to be perfect. So I do think this is going to be absolutely wonderful with sweet and sour chicken, with those coloured vegetables, But it would go just as well with fish and chips, really well. And pork pie and cheese with an apple, that would be fantastic as well. All kinds of fish and chicken dinners it would go really well with. It's almost sort of the Sauvignon Blanc of the beer world in a way. I think it graces the beer repertoire, and I think it's really taking the concept of brewing forwards. I think we could actually brew a lot more fruit beers. We could have beers that have got specifically smoky charcoal barbecue flavours. I don't think we've gone anywhere with beer, to be fair. We've probably gone there and then stopped and come back. A lot of the beers are just very, very bland. Can really tell one from another. It just tastes like a modern take on old bitter, really. But this is going out at a complete angle. I can see myself walking in a barley or a wheat field already in June. They're completely ripe in Kent. I'm just, enjoying the ambience of the butterflies and a few harvest mice scrabbling around. Had a little spider scrabbling around under a carpet last night. Really funny. I wasn't quite sure which direction it wanted to go in, which is a little bit like when you've had, I think it wasn't last night because I was at a beer festival. It was the night before that. But it reminded me of how one feels when one's had three or four beers. One's not quite sure which direction one wants to go in, Is one going to drink more beer or start on the wine? That type of thing, just. Anyway, so essentially, I think you need to try it, even if you don't like this style of beer. I think it's incredibly exceptional. I think it's, really. benchmark beer, right at one parameter end of the beer world. And I think it's, just superlatively well made. I think it's a huge foodie beer, and it's very, very refreshing. And I like it all through the year, but of course it's exceptional in, warmer months. And at some point I'll try and get to the Oakham Brewery.